Darren, a bitterly disappointing night. I don't know whether you get what you deserve or you don't, but it was looking so good for so long, and then right at the end it was stolen away from you.
Yeah, I thought the players were excellent. From start to finish, the effort was there. That's what we look for first and foremost. You know, obviously now we've possibly a couple of little injuries and that, which we've picked up, which, to be honest, we didn't want to have. But proudest punch of the players in terms of the effort and commitment they put in. But we know what we have to do. We're heading towards that. And I think we'll be reap the benefits, especially in weeks to come, in terms of the type of work that we want to do, hard work. And you can see tonight the players were dead in their feet. And again, the great support given behind the players. But yeah, we just didn't get over the line with it.
Salford, two divisions higher. All right, it might not have been the first string who came, but they clearly wanted to win it, and they brought all the subs on who were from, they did play on Saturday. I mean, it was a real game tonight. It wasn't just a dead cup tie.
Yeah, I think it was a great game for the spectator, you know, to watch, and especially, as I say, our support has always have been great, getting behind the players, you know, because I think they needed it, because you can see the last 15-20 minutes they were dead in their feet. But it's one of those where, you know, we want to make it difficult. Yes, they're two leagues above and things like that, and you can see there's so much quality in their side. But you know, with chances, it could have been five. You know, it could have been six. Some, you know what I mean. So it's just one of those. Yes, it's disappointing we didn't get the win, but you know, credit to the boys and their efforts and everything that they gave within. But you know what we learned from it. You know, the thing in life is, you know, you win, brilliant, best feeling in the world. You lost, you try and sort of take note from it, you know, work on aspects of your game. But as I say, it's one of those, we'll take the positives out of tonight in terms of, you know, playing against a good quality organised side, and we'll just regroup, get ready for Thursday training and the game Saturday.
When you say they were dead on the feet, because the players are properly fit, aren't they? Obviously it's not a lack of fitness, but I mean you need them to sort of carry on be able to play for the whole 90 rather than sort of
That's the thing. You know, we're working through it, almost a transitional stage, in terms of, you know, you look at formation, but you're also looking the leg of the players who came in the night, your Pete Boyles, Yanni, and players like that who haven't had a lot of game time of late, you know, so it's getting them up to speed with things. I thought they were outstanding tonight, you know, but naturally what's going to happen is they're going to start to tire in around 55-60 minutes, which they did. But you know what, they grafted past that. You know, they didn't have the same sharpness levels that they did maybe the first half, and that's naturally going to happen. But again, the effort the players, you know, as you can see from the first half performance, the effort the players put in, you know, pressing the opposition, winning the ball back. And I just think in terms of that effort that we've done, it took its toll on us at the end.
Two goals for Pete Boyle, you just mentioned him, two goals.
Yeah, he was outstanding tonight, been absolutely outstanding. He worked the socks off, you know, he was dead in his feet after the 90 minutes, and rightly so, you know, considering the shift that he put in. And he got his just reward. I mentioned him just in the changing room there, you know, a great attitude. And as I say, two fantastic goals. You'd just be disappointed to come away. You know, it's three each, but you know, you're beating penalties. But and again, Boyle, he put away a cracking penalty in the shootout as well.
When it comes to penalties, I mean, I don't know how often they pop up in non-league football, to be perfectly honest, but is there anything you can do to prepare for them? You obviously get people saying the footballers, they should be able to score penalties. But I mean, the England team show that top class players don't necessarily score penalties. Is there anything you can do to sharpen up for that?
No, yeah, do you know what? You can practice it in training and things like that, and you can do all that aspect of things. But the thing about it is, when you're in that environment and the pressure kicks in, it's a different mindset. You know, you have to overcome that. You know, have in your mind what you're going to do. And do you know what? Just hope. You're going to hope the keeper doesn't go the wrong way, because it's between you and him. He could go one way that's right, he could go the way that's wrong. You know, that's what it's just down to, you and him. But you got to deal with the mental pressure of that as well.
And they'll have felt that in a game at this level?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, you have supporters, you have their supporters behind the net that can play a part, they can try and intimidate you, try and fish you, you know, put you into, you know, an area of uncomfort, you know. Yeah. And that's what they tried to do at the end of the day. They want to win the game, and, you know, they'll do everything they need to do in order to win.
As you say, though, many positives in the game. A great performance. I repeat again, a team from two divisions higher, a very high-profile club from two divisions higher.
Yeah.
So it's Ramsbottom on Saturday. Plenty to build on.
Absolutely. You know, I think over the last three, four games, we have been excellent. We demand that level of energy. But I think, again, you know, the players are buying into that. I think more in a couple of weeks' time we'll reap the rewards of, because our training sessions, even on a Thursday before a Saturday, are very hard, you know. And that's what I'm saying. In the long run, it will hold us in great stead for our push up the league.
Great. Thank you.